This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Do you do here and there and everywhere? We're poised here on the DJV program to bring you up to date on lots of things. Jennifer Horn is here. That's her job. Victoria Keelan, her job too. Kara Schillen, her job is to make sure we all sound good. That is, we all have the same level of strength of voice. Not she can't do anything about our compassion quotient.
Well, she can censor us.
Yes, she can. Right? Shut that microphone off. All right, Jennifer, let's go. What do we have?
All right, let's do a little human interest, shall we? When was the last time, let's go around the room, have any of you made a new friend? Victoria, let's start with you.
Saturday night.
Not bad.
Yeah,
Kara,
night,
when,
yeah.
When was your last time making a new friend?
Maybe a month ago, and then it became a better friend last weekend.
Bum chicka bow bow. Oh, sorry.
Doug. I meant they, as in a person. It was a girl, and there was no bum chicka wow going on.
Better friend.
Sorry to disappoint.
Doug, when was the last time you made a new friend?
I think yesterday.
Really? Are you guys all being honest? Because if it's true,
yeah,
then you're all better than the national average. There's a new poll out.
Are you really that surprised by that? Of course we're better than the national average.
Yeah.
We're overachievers here.
Yeah.
45% of adults say that they find it difficult to make... Oh, I was supposed to ask adults. Never mind. 45% of adults say they find it difficult to make new friends, according to the research. A new study into social dynamics of 2,000 Americans revealed that the average American hasn't made a new friend in 5 years. In fact, it seems that for many, wow, popularity hits its peak at age 23, and for 36%, it peaks even before that at age 21. This was a study that was conducted by One Poll, and it uncovered that one of the reasons 42% of adults struggle to make friends is due to introversion or shyness, and the challenge is not just in breaking out of their shell, but also breaking into new social situations and circles. There's a lot of anxiety there. The majority of respondents say friendship-making barriers that include aversion to the bar scene, where most people choose to socialize, or the feeling that everyone's friendship groups have already formed. Americans can't seem to make new friends as adults, including commitments to family, not having any hobbies that allow them to meet new people, maybe moving to a new city. Some people cite those as reasons for not being able to do
it. I would say I haven't met any friends on the bar scene. I don't know anyone who's really made serious friends going to the bar, but I would say I make friends as my friend from other friends in my group. So the friend that I'm talking about, I already knew her, but we had only met maybe once or twice, weren't really friendly. And then because of bachelorette parties and weddings and stuff like that, we've spent more time together. And now I would say we text, I don't know, maybe once a week or message on Facebook. So we've become more friendly. And then going to the gym, I've met a bunch of people there. So it's, I don't know, I feel like people don't make friends if you're not going out and trying new things.
Yeah,
you kind of just
have to put an effort in. Yeah,
yeah, otherwise you just kind of stick with your same friend group. And it is hard to make friends. Most of my friends are from college, which is, you know, when I was like 21. So
right. That's when you're peaking.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard to make friends. It depends on your business circumstances, your life circumstances, obviously. These damn devices keep people from even in any way, shape, or form. There is no connection. We're all so busy looking at these screens and twittering away and doing whatever else we do, we lose sight of the fact that we're human and we need that human interaction. The latest friend I made, actually yesterday, is a lady who raises Jersey heifers in Connecticut. Now I'm going to buy some heifers for the farm.
Is it a cow mask? Why buy the cow if you can get the milk for free?
Wow, I feel like Jen is living vicariously through
us. Yeah.
Wait, Jen, when's the last time you made a new friend?
Yeah, Jennifer.
I don't have any friends. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. I make friends all the time. I'm a friendly person, so I make friends. But the last time I have made a friend that I feel like is significantly, sticking around in my life, this is, I mean, I'm just being honest, is probably well, Victoria, you've been here longer. Kara, before that. Debbie in my office. These are friends that I think are sticking around in my life more. But I have a lot of friendly acquaintances. So I would say the last time I made a new friend was probably over the weekend. But the ones that stick
around.
The
definition
in my
life is what's important. Yes, exactly. Right. Yeah.
It's interesting though, because it does lead to all those studies, and Warren Eckstein, our pet expert, has talked about the loneliness factor of aging Americans and how many more are getting pets because they're just so lonely.
Well,
and you know what's funny is that I spend so much time working, and I think that this is true. I'm sorry, Doug, but I think this is true for everybody, that you spend so much time in your work circle, and sometimes you want to have friends completely separate from that, maybe don't have the understanding of what you do, that would just, you know, you could talk about normal things instead of the president, you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sorry, back to you, Doug.
It depends on the circle. I have my political friends in Framingham, some of whom are very good friends. I have my neighbors. A couple of them are very good friends. I have my radio pals, and some of them are very good friends. And in terms of my farming circle, the people who work with me become my friends. But I think it's because I'm active. The more active you are, the more likely you are to make friends. And if you look at the stats here, not the counter to what Jennifer's saying, but understanding where we're coming from, the survey by the Gallup organization of people who are stressed, worried, and angry about what's going on in their lives, people living in America comes in number 4 as the most stressed country. Number 1 is Iran. No surprise there. Number 2 is Uganda. Number 3 is Venezuela. And number 4 is America. What I find interesting is that those are horrible countries. All 3 of those are really horrible places.
And
America
is probably different. Right.
Yeah.
The stress is probably different. The stress in America is to succeed, to make it, to be able to afford a house, to be those types of things. There, they're just looking for a piece of bread in Venezuela. That's what's so sad.
45% of Americans say they have experienced a lot of worry in the last year. 22% are angry. And regard themselves as angry most of the time. What are you angry about? And what do you do about it? That's the question. Any of your negative emotions, what are you doing to make your life better for you? You're no good to anybody else if you aren't doing something that's good for you. And friends can be a big help in that area. Having a job that's rewarding certainly is very helpful. Relationships that are rewarding. But having a relationship, you can't have a relationship with a machine, and that's the biggest problem as I see it. It just is the biggest problem. The people that are so... I don't know anybody, and I say in my circle of friends, I have the guys that live across the street. He's a real estate guy. The other one runs an antique store. I don't see them. They have their devices, but I don't see them on them all the time. A fellow lives next to them. He's a plumber. He's become a good friend. I don't see him on his device all the time. Charlie, my political pal, he has an iPhone. He's not on it all the time. And I'm thinking these things out loud as I'm pursuing this conversation. Who is it that I know that I'm actually friendly with that spends a lot of time to the point of being preoccupied with the machine versus the people that are in their lives? And I don't think I actually can't think of anybody who's so preoccupied, but I bet you all can think.
Well, look
someone.
Around at a restaurant and see how many couples aren't talking to each other because they're both texting.
I think it also depends where you are, so it's easy to go down the street and say, oh my God, all of these people are staring at their phones. They're not doing anything. They're like not trying to make connections. But who cares? If I'm walking down the street, I'm not trying to make a connection with the person who's walking next to me. So I don't really care if I'm looking at my phone.
No, but it's indicative of what else goes on, I think.
Yeah, but then when I'm with my friends, I'm not looking at my phone. I have no trouble talking with them. So I mean, maybe it does say something about the world that we're living in, and maybe that's why it takes 5 years to make a friend. I don't know. But I think that, I don't know, I think that in the past people were probably looking at newspapers or looking at other stuff too. So I don't know that it's completely changed because of phones.
I think I think it has completely changed. In my world, it has anyway. Completely. Completely, completely changed. 15 past the hour. You want to dream well at night? Giza type dreams. Giza is the type of cotton that's used by MyPillow to make the best sheets you will ever own. 100% Giza, extra long staple cotton, 400 thread count. This is a lot of people. I know Mike Lindell, who runs MyPillow, has wanted, he's said it publicly, he wants to have sheets to add to the mattresses and the pillows and all the things that help people get a good night's rest. And now he's found what is a cotton that sort of holds up to his high standards. Egyptian cotton, considered the best cotton in the world, and this is what Giza is. Giza is the cotton. Sheets are made in the USA, and they are available right now in a number of different colors. There's a nice blue, a gray, a green, a white, a sort of mauve color, whatever it is. How about that, ladies? Do you like to sleep on sheets? Does the color of the sheet make any difference?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Really? Decorating-wise, it doesn't make any difference. It's how it feels. They all feel the same when you turn the light out. But it's just about
decoration. But you want it to look nice.
Yeah,
you have to match your
bedding.
Something
special. Yeah, there's something special about white sheets because you associate it with the spa or a hotel.
Yeah. Or a hotel, yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. All right, so there's that, plus the overstock special at MyPillow.com, the queen classic MyPillows, the standard classic pillows. Big deals. Use the code DJV for the sheets, for the pillows, for everything. Your dog pillow, your dog bed. The roll and go pillows, it's a fabulous assortment of things that's all aimed at one thing. You get the best night's rest possible. Go to mypillow.com, say it again, Doug. Go to mypillow.com and order your sheets today. Get 30% off there, 60% off on the classic MyPillows. DJV is the code you have to use to get all the bargains, and shipping is free. So that's mypillow.com with the promo code DJV.
Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
If you'd like to experience the power of CBD and answer yes to any of these questions, Purity Products wants to send you our CBD Super Formula risk-free. Have you heard of CBD? Are you concerned about your joints, sleep, or stress? Would you like to try CBD from a source you can trust? If you answered yes, you qualify for the CBD Super Formula $9 trial with free shipping. Purity CBD Super Formula combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals into one little capsule to soothe your aching joints, promote good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel at any time. Call now to claim your $9 trial of the CBD Super Formula. Plus, get the Hemp Oil Anti-Aging Cream, a $50 value, free. Call Purity Products now. 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939.
They always told Will he was too short to play basketball, but Will never listened. Will let his work ethic do the talking for him. Always in the gym, always running drills. Will knew where there was a will, there was a way, and he was Will. But then, after his second child was born, he realized the pros were all way better than him, so Will gave up and buried his high tops in a tearful ceremony. But one day, he heard that Geico could save him money on car insurance, so he switched and saved a bunch, which was awesome.
Great news. There's a quick way you can save a lot of money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Government Employees Insurance Company. Thanks to, do I have to use his last name, Warren? When you say Warren, everybody knows Buffett, right? Don't they know that?
No, we think Warren Eckstein.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you can use the last name.
So there's Berkshire Hathaway owns Geico. Great company. Great place to do business. 21 after the hour, doing business on the DJV program.
The This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Of Janet Jackson, a song called Miss You Much. Music time, 24 after the hour on the DJB program. Victoria, Kara, and I focusing on Miss Jackson, who's just days away from launching her much-anticipated Metamorphosis residency in Vegas. She's already, been so popular, the ticket sales have been so hot, that she's already extending her stay starting on Friday. Live Nation has announced that Ms. Jackson added three more dates to the show that will plant roots at the Park Theater, the Park MGM Resort. Additional dates are in August. Show also features a special 30-year anniversary celebration of her groundbreaking album Rhythm Nation. And Citibank is the official presale credit card for this tour. Citicard members getting access to presale tickets beginning, let's see, the 15th, which is tomorrow, at 10 o'clock Pacific time until Thursday at 10 Pacific time. So you get 24 hours to get the stuff at the right price before the scalpers get it all, and you pay two or three times as much for the same thing.
Yep, so that happens. I'm not surprised that she's adding more dates already. I think that the 30-year anniversary of Rhythm Nation is huge, but also just being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, that also kind of, you know, everybody rides a wave of popularity after that. So I would not be surprised if she adds a bunch of more dates in the future.
Yeah. Okay, so good luck to Janet Jackson. She's worked hard. She deserves her success, as anybody who works hard like that deserves success. Do we always have it? Nah, working hard doesn't guarantee you're going to be successful, but it certainly is a big help anyway. Next up, musically speaking, because every hour we spend some time talking about what's going on in the music world, a John Lennon-owned copy of the Beatles' infamous Butcher cover, a version of Yesterday and Today, autographed by three members of the Beatles, sold for $234,000 at a Beatles-themed auction. the vinyl copy autographed by Lennon, McCartney, and Ringo, featuring a back cover sketch drawn by Lennon, was the centerpiece of Julian Auctions' The Beatles in Liverpool auction, which had 300 items of Fab Four memorabilia for sale. This was the world record for Beatles' Butcher cover, the third highest price paid for a vinyl, said the press release from Julian's Auctions. The market is still developing, so we anticipate in the next 5 years, same album could bring $500,000. Wow.
It's a good investment.
What people will pay for fame. Isn't that interesting? Auction House previously set the record for the highest price ever paid for a vinyl record, $790,000 bid for Ringo's personal copy of the White Album.
I wonder why he wouldn't still have that.
Probably got another copy.
How did he let go?
Yeah. I'm going to bet he does. An estate copy of Elvis's My Happiness brought secretly was bought by Jack White in 2015 is the second highest price paid for a vinyl record. According to the auction house, Lennon's copy of Yesterday and Today was displayed on the wall of John's Dakota apartment house in New York City before it was signed and given to the Beatles fan Dave Morrell in a trade to get the reel-to-reel recording of Yellow Mr. Custard that Mr. Morrell owned. So, the buyer is anonymous. That happens a lot. Other highlights from the auction at, let's see here, Candlestick Park, the live performance at San Francisco's Candle Park. Was this
it was a baseball that was signed by all four of them.
$75,000.
Cool.
Yeah. A poster from Liverpool Airport announcing the visit of the Beatles on July 10th, 1964, signed by all four Beatles, went for $41,000. An acoustic guitar with custom signed, custom decorative signage by the Beatles, the Stones, The Who, and Buddy Holly went at $54,000. So, those auctions, man, they really can bring out the lovers of these groups. 28 after the hour in the DJV program.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it for...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr is signing Connecticut U.S. Attorney John Durham to look into the origins of the Russia investigation. Durham will lead a probe to examine how the investigation's initial intelligence was gathered. He has led public corruption investigations under both Republican and Democratic administrations. An early U.S. assessment says Iran was probably behind Sunday's attack on two Saudi oil tankers, and now the tensions are rising between between the U.S. and Iran as an aircraft carrier has been sent to the Middle East to protect against attack by Iran on any U.S. interests. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt is concerned.
I think there's a concern that escalation that is unintended could end up with a much more serious situation than we're fearing, yes.
President Trump reportedly considering sending troops to the region if need be. This is USA Radio News.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you love knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends. Check out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Thank you for being our friends. I'm the friendly Doug Steffen, wishing you a good day, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Victoria is right on the money, ready to go. Ready, willing, able. Get ready, get set, go.
Okay. Well, yes. You're saying go because we're talking about trending stories, and Amazon is trending right now. And the reason they're trending is kind of interesting. They are offering their employees $10,000 each to leave the company.
I'm trying to figure this out, yeah. I thought they were growing. Why are they getting rid of their employees?
Well, here's the thing. If you work for Amazon, and this also counts if you're a seasonal employee, which Amazon has a lot of them, what they want you to do, they want you to take the $10,000 as seed money to quit working for Amazon, but to start your own delivery business for delivering Amazon goods. And so this is kind of a, they have a, obviously we know they've got a global inventory, and in certain states you can even, on the side of the highway, you can see these massive Amazon warehouses. Yeah. I don't know if there's one near you. There's one that's not far from us here in New Jersey. And so they need people on, like, really on a grassroots level to help get that stuff delivered. Because you can't just, it doesn't work to just have giant tractor trailers moving stuff around. They need local delivery. And that's why they've got this $10,000 incentive. And they actually are really hoping that by having more people start their own businesses for delivery, that they'll be able to cut the shipping time for Amazon Prime members from 2 days to one. So that's essentially what is really the impetus behind this.
Would you do it if you work for Amazon?
I think it might be an intriguing idea because you have the potential of making a lot more money if you run your business properly, then sure. You know, Amazon says that they have 200 partner businesses that have already been created under this plan just since last June. So that's just coming up on a year, including they have an Atlanta startup that has 120 employees and 50 delivery vans. So clearly, you can make a success out of it, and anyone, I'm thinking of my father-in-law, he used to do all the delivery, he'd organize the delivery routes for FedEx, and he'd be the perfect person to start a business like this from Amazon, because he would know how to do all the routing and everything. So if you have that type of experience, I think it would be great.
The logistics that it takes to make all this stuff work. When you think about how FedEx works, or when you think about any of these delivery services, when you go and you give them a package and have it delivered and it gets there in 24 hours. It's a really
We take it
fantastic.
For granted sometimes,
yes,
but it is kind of magical if you think about it. You
it
order
really
something
is.
In California and the next morning
next
at 10 a.m. it's
house.
In New York.
Yeah, right. It's really something to be celebrated. Good. That's the sign of the times. People buying things. And by the way, Amazon stock had hit yesterday with everybody else's stock.
Yeah, everybody got
don't do back. Anything. Just hold on to all your stock. It'd go back again before you know it. This is a blip, and it's caused by the trade war. So that we understand
it's a bad
what
day
trade
for Uber
war.
To launch on Friday, but they'll bounce back too.
Absolutely. Other things going on. This, I suppose, we could categorize as planetary news. The levels of CO2 in the atmosphere have reached their highest point in recorded human history. The new data showing the amount of carbon dioxide in the Earth's atmosphere reaching levels never before seen. For the first time, the Mauna Loa Observatory in Hawaii recorded atmospheric CO2 levels at 415 parts per million. The concentration is the highest it's been in at least 800,000 years. I don't know who's been testing it for the last 800,000 years, but I think they can
track the progression of it and probably do the math backwards.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
this is so, you know, when people read stuff like this, I don't know that a lot of people absorb it.
Does it
but
register?
Think about it. But if you think about it, more CO2 in the atmosphere also means less oxygen.
Yep.
So that means if you're a runner, you might have a harder time running.
Breathe.
If you already live in a higher altitude place, think about it. That's even less oxygen. Yep. The plants. This hinders the growth of plants and vegetation. This higher CO2 levels and more carbon emissions, it raises the temperature of the oceans and bodies of water. It kills fish. I mean, this is a really big deal. And I don't know that people get it.
Well, they don't because they aren't taught to really understand.
But I was never a science person. Yeah. I flunked every science class, but even I can figure this out.
Well, the photosynthetic process is something people don't really see. You know, huh? What's that mean? It's basically the exchange. It's green, the greening of the trees. When you, if you really understand kind of what's going on in the seasons here in the Northeast, for example, where I am, actually all three of us are basically in the Northeast. Kara is in Washington, Victoria's in New Jersey, I'm in Boston. The leaves on the trees are responsible, and the grass and corn and anything that's green, the photosynthetic process, the greening, if you will, of the planet, exchanges the CO2 for oxygen. There's a brilliant, this is again back to that understanding of whether there's a God or whatever the intellectual word is that you use or phrase for infinite intelligence, the source, but got a different word for it. But understanding how intricate the systems are that we have on our planet, understanding how intricate the systems are we have in our bodies. And when you abuse your body by putting things in it that are horrible, it's going to tell that tale. And the same is true of the Earth. The Earth is a living, breathing being. The oceans are. The trees are. The land is. And when you disrespect it, whether you knowingly do it or you just do it, we talk all the time about Bayer and Monsanto. Here's the latest from them. Their $2 billion award from a California jury after the weed killer caused cancer in two people. This goes on and on. What do you think that stuff's doing to, never mind to the people, but to the atmosphere, to the land, to the dirt, to the trees? It's just, that stuff is a carcinogen, it's a killer. And so that's what is happening. The Earth needs to be respected as your body needs to be respected. You throw all that trash and crap everywhere. Did you see how much trash there is in the ocean floor?
Oh.
Here's another one. I don't tell you these things to make you feel guilty, but you ought to know, if you're conscious at all, pinch yourself and are not just worried about the Kardashians or what's on the Housewives or whatever. This is a really deep dive made inside a submarine that a Texas investor has funded, exploring the bottom of the ocean. And what they found was trash. 6, 7, 8 miles below the surface in the Mariana Trench, which is the deepest place on Earth, the dive found all kinds of things, the junk, and there was a lot of interesting sea life they saw, but they also saw some horrible.
But think about what the trash is doing to that sea life.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll have a conversation. I think this is maybe a good tie-in. There's a very important, compelling bio-international convention, Life in the Focus, as we continue here. Let me make your teeth whiter and more beautiful. Using power swabs will get you there in 5 minutes. This is a product that has been clinically proven to instantly remove stains caused by tobacco and coffee and tea, so your teeth will be noticeably whiter and brighter even after the first use. You don't have to polish your teeth. You put this on, you take the tube that comes when you order power swabs, comes in a tube, you snap it open, and you put the contents, the Q-tip, on your teeth and watch in 5 minutes. You'll see things change. And keep doing it, your teeth are going to change, be whiter, brighter, so you won't think twice about cracking that smile. Power swabs, the best way, the fastest way, the easiest way, and the approved way to get your teeth white. Coffee stains, wine stains, smoking stains, all that stuff. It's a no-brainer. Power swabs. Call 800-208-1797 and get on board. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Half price, half the retail price. When you use that number, use the DJV code. It's an exclusive offer, not available online, not available in the stores, but certainly available for you to transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes. 800-208-1797 for power swabs. Call now. Save 50%. 800-208-1797. And then smile.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A token and toner of our appreciation.
May is Customer Appreciation Month at Staples.
Right now, you can earn 15% back in rewards when you purchase $75 of ink or $200 of toner.
That's no small token.
Just our way of saying thanks.
You're welcome.
Not to you.
Oh, right.
15% back in rewards on ink and toner. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 5/18/19. In store only. Visit staples.com/15 and rewards for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen here with James Greenwood, who's president and CEO of the Biotechnology Innovation Organization. Man, if that's not a mouthful, I dare you, James, to say that quickly 10 times.
Well, I think I'd use up too much of my airtime if I did that.
Oh, okay. All right. So we ought to get focused in on all these biotech companies. Biotech's a big business. So what is the Biotechnology Innovation Organization doing?
Well, we are the National Trade Association for about 1,000 biotechnology companies, large, small, and medium-sized in the United States and outside of the United States. And what we're doing is we're trying to advance the science of biotechnology, which is all about understanding how life functions at the cellular level and the genetic level and molecular level, and using that knowledge to cure disease and make farmers more productive and make the environment cleaner and more sustainable. So that's what biotechnology is, and what we do is we do two things. We advocate for public policy at the federal, state, local, and global levels that's conducive to the success of biotechnology, and we bring people together to make deals and collaborations and investments in the science and in the businesses for the benefit of mankind.
So, under the circumstances, I don't know if you heard me. I was just talking about how the carbon dioxide impact on the world is. We have had conversations today about Bayer and Monsanto and outfits like that. There must be, you must hear from people that think that all biotechnology is like that, and it certainly isn't. What you find, I think, there are lots of companies that have added a great deal to sort of counter, but the ones who get the publicity are the ones that do bad, not the ones that do good.
Well, unfortunately, there always are outliers and bad actors, but overwhelmingly, 99% of the companies are doing wonderful things for humanity, curing disease, and as in other projects I've mentioned. We have a problem. It's kind of a weird thing that we now all walk around with phones in our hands and sit in front of computers where all the knowledge of the world, the good knowledge, is available to us, and yet somehow the fake news and the bad science gets the attention. So you have people, for instance, now denying that vaccines are helpful and worried that they cause autism, which they don't. So, yeah, there's a lot of misapprehension and bad misunderstanding of how the science really works.
Well, I think that there's a lack of focus in schools. Public education ought to have more focus on some of this stuff and be, instead of traditional, it ought to, in my mind anyway, focus on some of these things and how your body works, so how your body can understand some of the biotech breakthroughs. What are some of the recent success stories? Let's talk about some of the specifics of some of your member organizations, Jim.
Sure. So the science is really galloping right now. I'll give you an example of what I mean by that. We're now able to use what we call gene therapy. And here's an example. A little company in Philadelphia called Spark Therapeutics. There's a disease that comes from a mutation that causes that in the cells behind the eyes. And that causes children to tragically go blind. What this company did is figure out what the genetic sequence is that is the correct genetic sequence that produces the proteins that make sight visible. And then they've injected those they first put them into viruses, and those viruses take the genes into the eyeball, and the kids can see. So it's really a magnificent advancement in science, and we're just getting started.
So you have this Bio International Convention the first week of June that brings all these people together. Does the news media pay enough attention to all these companies?
Well, there's never enough attention because there's so much to learn. But that's what we're busy doing, trying to bring, using media like yours to help educate the public to what the science is doing and what's going on in our convention. 18,000 people coming to Philadelphia in the first week of June to advance the science.
A lot of great opportunity there to learn. If you're interested, go to convention.bio.org, all right? Convention.bio.org. James Greenwood, thank you for being here on the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve, and lift your mood? Relief for aches and pains? The answer, Hemp FX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30, at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Millbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or DonnaGarland@yahoo.com.
Of course, everybody knows this iconic theme from television's Seinfeld show. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here with movie news, and sometimes because he knows a lot about DVDs and video in general, we rhapsodically look back at some of the big television shows, and I'm going to guess that today was the last episode of Seinfeld. How am I, a psychic?
That's right. Yeah. You are a psychic.
Yes.
You know how many people watched?
Lots. 30 million, 40 million, somebody like some.
76 million.
Wow.
Do you remember seeing it? The one thing I remember is disappointing, the final episode, but in the scheme of things, not really that much.
Do you know
big deals.
That he, because he owned the show Lock, Stock, and Barrel, he owned it with, what's his face?
Larry David.
They make $50 million a year on the reruns
of
that
show. That's a pretty good living. That is,
and it's everywhere. I mean, you turn on, that show shows up everywhere. It really has held its own, kind of like Friends has, in a manner of speaking. When you think those guys get $20 million a year apiece for the reruns.
Oh, that's it? Only 20? That's not
good. No, it's terrible. The passing of Doris Day, who's dead at the age of 97, big film star, had a big career in pictures. When you think about Doris Day, are you too old? You're not that.
Well, I don't honestly. I mean, I know she's a huge name in the industry, but I don't remember watching movies 97 years ago. So,
really.
Even though I know history, would you tell me? Give me one of her big movies.
She did a lot of romantic comedies. Rock Hudson was one of her favorites. She was in an Alfred Hitchcock movie, which was kind of interesting. But more known lately, her Animal Foundation has done a lot. She was in a cowboy called Calamity Jane. She was in a movie called Pillow Talk.
Right.
She did a lot of romantic comedies, you know, stuff like that. And
it's a good life, though. I mean, almost to 100.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
And considering how much she smoked when she was younger, it really is pretty.
You don't like the smokers. I know that. I know that.
Well, I don't know about liking them. I just think that you're doing damage to yourself and others around you. And
I agree.
So, you know, but she was quite the heartthrob, and everybody liked her. You won't find anybody anywhere who worked with her, who saw her movies, listened to her music, that didn't like her. She was that sort of a person. Everybody liked her. And
Very cool.
Yeah, it is cool. All right, so what else have you been?
You were talking to me off the air about this new John Wick 3 movie with Keanu Reeves. Advanced reviews are really good. Entertainment Weekly called it an action classic. It hits theaters this Friday. Reeves has really, bounced with this franchise. It's been very successful. The first two got really good reviews also and made...
They're very violent. Is this one as violent as the others?
They are. Yeah, it's going to be a violent R-rated action film. But good to see. It's always good to see movies that get really good advanced buzz, because fans of the franchise, it sort of alleviates, although it is a subjective, that doesn't mean 100% of 100% are going to like the final product when they see it in theaters, but the majority most likely will. But it's always good when you look forward to something, and the advanced buzz is pretty good. Actually,
who's the feminine lead? Who's the feminine
Holly
lead?
Holly Berry in this one.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
So that'll bring people into the theater.
One other thing, some of the advanced early buzz on Aladdin is actually pretty good. They did one screening, and buzz on Twitter was pretty good. Also for Godzilla, they did a screening of the new Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
That looks awful.
Hollywood buzz was good on that, too.
Awful.
It's an interesting-looking trailer.
Oh, my God, it's horrible, the trailer. Good.
Why? Tell me. Talk to me.
Because it's just
the same old stuff. Stupid.
Eating up stupid-looking... giant, horrible creatures. Who wants to see that crap? I am looking forward to seeing Rocket Man.
I am too. That comes out the 31st.
Right. And Apple Music had him on Taron. Is it Taron? Is that how you pronounce it? Taron?
Taron.
Egerton.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Plays him. Was on with Elton John. Elton John has a podcast, and apparently they liked it. The two of them like each other. And
that's good.
Sort of helps to get the chemistry going.
And it is, unlike Bohemian Rhapsody, this movie is rated R, so this is probably going to be a little bit more. Elton John said, listen, from what I read, if you're going to do a movie about me, you know, just go all out and make it as accurate as possible, which is not always the case. A lot of the high-profile people like to protect themselves to some extent. They don't want to show everything about their life, but in this case, it looks like they might do that, but I very much am looking forward to that film.
Alright, well, we'll look forward to it as well then, Chucker. Thanks for the advice. Chuck Curry on the DJB Show, 59 pounds.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.